I met Elvis when I was about 3, but I don't remember it. My mother was holding me, and he came through town, and they stopped the whole bunch of them, and you know, bought people a Coca-Cola and stuff like that. They were just traveling through. I wish I remembered it. That'd be pretty cool. In 1977, when Elvis Presley died, I was in San Diego, California. It was my first trip to California. Tom Epperson, who's my old screenwriting partner, he and I had this crappy little apartment in Lakeside, California, there in San Diego. We were just sitting there watching TV, and it came on, and we had one lamp on this table, and I swear as God is my witness, the lamp went out when they said it on TV, and it came back on. Not like Elvis knew to do that to me, but it was just a bizarre coincidence or whatever it was. But the news was probably not as much of a shock in some ways as, say, when Lennon was killed, because, you know, Lennon might have lived to be 95, and we all knew that Elvis was not doing well health-wise and everything. But it was really the end of something. It was kind of like Don McLean singing about Buddy Holly's death in American Pie, you know. It was really, that changed things. If Elvis could be gone, boy, bad stuff can really happen, can it? The world can change for us. I mean, all that stuff from your childhood can change. And where I grew up a couple of hours from Memphis, you know, and was born right during Elvis's birth as a personality and a singer. And there were only two things, and you could probably get it down to this day, to there are two things in music that will never happen again. One is Elvis and one is the Beatles. And when he went away, that was, it was pretty dark. And you took it as a personal loss.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you do?